Not a mobile. Thank you. Yes, I think we managed to answer on the question of small-scale fishing. I wanted to say that currently we have a national fishing development program, which is called PROPESCA by its Spanish acronym. This aims to support small-scale fisher people, and it promotes studies, technology, and the organization of fishing resources. We also have a national action plan focused on restoring the native populations of fish in our seas and rivers, and this obviously will strengthen the hand of artisanal fishers. And the action being undertaken by the Secretariat on Agriculture and Fishing is to really create programs that lead to fostering the economic background and food security. As Madame Rossi said, in the Fonseca Gulf is one of the key areas for this. There is an agricultural social program which focuses on technological development, and this is one of the flagship programs of the department working in this area. The agricultural secretariat has supported through that all small-scale agricultural production. These programs provide financial support and technical assistance to people working in livestock, coffee and other agricultural areas, contributing not only to the sustainability of the national production levels, but as I mentioned as well, food security. The distribution of this technological support, which forms part of the key actions being undertaken by this government, are one thing, but there is certainly still shortcomings in terms of national coverage, and what we're trying to do is improve our response in targeting those local areas. Another very important thing I wanted to mention, and I think this could be a very relevant point in terms of the progress we've made, is that the national food policy in Honduras has achieved the most wide-ranging level of school meal distribution in the country. Only a few months ago in Honduras, we were mentioned as one of the five countries in Latin America with the best distribution in this area. And one of the sectors, one of the areas we focused on in this distribution is precisely the Fonseca Gulf, and one of the historically more marginalized areas, which is the Gracias a Dios department, where the mosquito divers are located. And so, although that might not be specifically targeted on mosquito divers, generally speaking, we have programs which are covering and meeting the requirements of those populations in a vulnerable situation. In terms of our transition program, the school meals program, there is a transition program moving from pre-prepared meals to fresh meals being prepared, and this has been rolled out across 18 departments of the country, which targets each of the schools in the education system in those departments. And the Ministry of Education maybe later on can provide more details about that, but this was something very significant to mention, because obviously that draws in the whole, there's the whole production system, there's the agricultural system, and these come under the aegis of different state agencies. So it draws in and connects them. As I said beforehand, in terms of diving fishing, it's important to mention that there's an interinstitutional commission to support this area. They have a very specific mandate to support small-scale fishing, and this is something I mentioned before in terms of the way that the labour contracting works. This is done with in hand with the Merchant Navy and with the Defence Secretariat in terms of meeting the challenges that remain and mobility in the area. And the Labour Secretary is also the guiding, has the responsibility for oversight and guidance in this that area. So these are some of the initiatives we have underway, and I'll perhaps leave it at that, but maybe later we can go into more detail in terms of the role of the education sector and school meals.